Chapter 2. A Visit with Grandfather. I consider myself lucky because I grew up learning from an ancient tradition known as the Toltec. My mother was a great healer, and to witness miracles was nothing extraordinary. But what I learned about the Toltec was full of superstition and mythology. As a teenager, I began to rebel against all of the lies that come from this tradition, until certain experiences opened my eyes to the truth. Then I knew that what I had learned from the ancient Toltec was no longer a theory. I knew, but I could not explain it with words. I want to tell you about several experiences that opened my spiritual eyes and made the transformation in my life possible. Opportunities to perceive the truth always come to us, and my life has been full of these opportunities. One opportunity came from a visit with my grandfather when I was a teenager. My grandfather was an old Nahual, which is like a shaman. He was close to 90 years old, and people used to visit with him just to learn, just to be around him. Grandfather had been teaching me since I was a child, and I'd worked hard all my youth to earn his respect. Well, I was pretending to be an intellectual, and I wanted to impress my grandfather with my opinions about everything I was learning in school. I went to his house, and he received me the way he always did, with a big smile, with enormous love. I started to tell him my point of view about all of the injustice in the world, about the poverty and violence, about the conflict between good and what I then called evil. My grandfather listened carefully to everything I said. This encouraged me to speak even more, just to impress him. Then I saw a little smile on his face. Oh, I was not impressing him at all. I thought, oh, he's making fun of me. He noticed my reaction and looked into my eyes. Well, Miguel, those are very good theories you've learned, but everything you have told me is just a story. It doesn't mean that it's true. Of course, I felt badly. I took it personally and tried to defend my point of view, but it was too late, because now my grandfather started to talk. He looked at me with a big smile and said, "You know, most people around the world believe there's a great conflict in the universe, a conflict between good and evil. Well, it's true that there's a conflict, but the conflict only exists in the human mind. It's not true for the rest of nature. And the conflict in the human mind is not between good and evil. The real conflict in our mind is between the truth and lies. Good and evil are the result of that conflict. Believing in the truth creates goodness, love, happiness. Believing in lies and defending those lies creates what you call evil. It creates fanaticism. Believing in lies creates all of the injustice, all of the violence and suffering, not only in society, but also in the individual." What my grandfather told me was logical, but I didn't believe him. How could all of the conflict in the world, all of the injustice and suffering, be the result of something so simple? Surely it must be more complicated than that. Grandfather went on to say, "Miguel, all of the drama you suffer in your personal life is the result of believing in lies, mainly about yourself. And the first lie you believe is you are not good enough. You are not perfect. We are born perfect. We grow up perfect, and we will die perfect. Because only perfection exists. But the big lie is that no one is perfect. So we search for an image of perfection that we can never become. That image is false. It's a lie. But we invest our faith in that lie, and then we build a whole structure of lies to support it." In that moment, I didn't realize that my grandfather had given me a great opportunity. The awareness that all of the suffering in my life was because I believed in lies. Though I wanted to believe my grandfather, I could only pretend to believe him. There were too many lies inside my head to accept something as simple as the truth. Then my grandfather looked at me kindly and said, "Miguel, I can see that you are trying hard to impress me, to prove that you are good enough for me. And you have the need to do this because you are not good enough for yourself." Ouch. I never realized that my grandfather knew about my insecurities. How did he know that I was pretending to be what I was not? Grandfather was smiling again as he said, "Miguel, everything you've learned in school, everything you know about life, is just knowledge. How can you know if what you've learned is the truth? How can you know if what you believe about yourself is the truth?" At that point, I reacted and I said, "Of course I know the truth about myself. I live with myself every day. I know what I am." Grandfather really laughed at that, and he said, "The truth is that you have no idea what you really are, but you know what you are not. You have pretended to be what you are not for so long that you really believe your image is what you are. Your faith is invested in all those lies you believe about yourself. It's a story, but it's not the truth." Miguel, faith is the power of creation that all humans have, and it doesn't have anything to do with religion. Faith is the result of an agreement. When you agree to believe in something without a doubt, you invest your faith. If you have no doubt about what you believe, then for you it is truth, even though it may really be a lie. Your faith is so powerful that if you believe you aren't good enough, you aren't good enough, because that is the power and magic of your faith. As I said before, you suffer because you believe lies. It's that simple. Humanity is the way it is because collectively we believe so many lies. Humans have carried the lies for thousands of years, and we react to the lies with anger and violence. But they're only lies. I was wondering, then how can we know the truth? Before I could ask this question, my grandfather answered it. "The truth needs to be experienced. There are no words to describe it. We can perceive truth with our feelings, but as soon as we try to describe it with words, we distort it and it's no longer the truth. It's our story. It's a projection based on reality that is only true for us." Then Grandfather said, "Miguel, if you are an artist, a painter, you try to express what you perceive through your art. Well, imagine that you are Pablo Picasso's friend, and he decides to make a portrait of you. After many days, he shows you the portrait. You will say, 'I don't look like that.' And Picasso will say, 'Of course you do. This is how I see you.' For Picasso, it's true. He's expressing what he is perceiving. Well, every human is an artist. What Picasso does with colors, we do with words. Humans use words to make up stories about everything we perceive, and just like Picasso, we distort the truth. But for us, it is the truth. Everyone is a storyteller with their own unique point of view. When you understand that, you no longer have the need to defend what you believe. Why try to impose your story on other people when for them your story is not true? Instead, you see everybody as an artist, a storyteller. You know that whatever they believe is just their point of view. It has nothing to do with you." After this conversation with my grandfather, I wanted to make sense of things and to find out when I began to invest my faith in lies. It wasn't easy. To see what I believed was not that obvious and not so easy to give up. But I needed to know, and the only point of reference was my memories.